That's right. It's time for another edition of The Good Stuff. We hope that you'll sit back for the next 5 minutes and enjoy, laugh, smile. We'll see what we come up with for you today. But first, I want to remind you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. VisitValentine.com is where you can go to find out about all the motel rooms, the Airbnbs, the camping spots, because you can take in the Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, Valentine Wildlife Refuge, Fort Niobrara Wildlife Refuge. I mean, there's just all kinds of things to do. And start by going to VisitValentine.com.
I have a piece called Girl Scout Cookies, because you know it's Girl Scout cookie season.
Oh, yes, it is.
And so I was really wanting to share that. It's by Linda Ann Nickerson. Tough Cookies, it's called. Two pretty lasses rang my bell with Girl Scout cookie treats to sell. On each lapel was this bombshell, a pin that read, "Don't ask, don't tell." Out by the curb, their leader stood to chaperone the neighborhood. I watched her watch this sisterhood and wondered where the Girl Scouts stood. "I'll buy Samoas and shortbread," I muttered, hoping I'd misread, for I knew what the paper said about the Boy Scouts. Figurehead. "Have you forgotten the thin mint?" One scouter dropped a blatant hint. There in her eye, a knowing glint revealed the price was no misprint. I placed an order, sure enough, for those two cookies, rough enough. For certainly they knew their stuff, far better than a powder puff. But I know when to stand my ground with firm resolve and nerve profound. After my funds had run aground, I sent those sellers homeward bound. Linda Ann Nickerson. I thought that was a cute little piece.
I remember when Girl Scout cookies used to be like $2.50 a box. I think they were $6. And they had a gluten-free option this year that was like $7 a box. So they take stuff out, but it costs more. I've never figured those
fewer
kind of
cookies
things out.
And the price went up, just that's like true. A lot of other things. Anyway, hey, you know, knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue of Tri-State Livestock News is a landmark. Every edition, a revelation. Agriculture may be our focus, but knowledge is a heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy, a steadfast convention from our first publication to the latest. Continuous knowledge is Tri-State Livestock News.
Well, I'm going to give the older listeners out there a little something to think about today and maybe reminisce just a little bit. You know, when I was a kid, I used to be bored to tears when the parents would sit around and they'd have their tedious diatribes about how hard things were when they were growing up. You know, they had to walk 25 miles to school every morning, uphill, barefoot, both ways.
Of course.
And I remember promising myself that when I got older, there was no way that I was going to lay a bunch of crap like that on my kids about how hard it had been and how easy they've got it today. But now that I'm aging, I can't help but look around and notice the youth of today. You've got it so easy. I mean, compared to my childhood, you live in a utopia. And I hate to say it, but you kids today, you don't know how good you've got it. I mean, when I was a kid, we didn't have the internet. If we wanted to know something, we had to go to the library and look it up ourselves in the card catalog. There was no email. We had to actually write somebody a letter with a pen. Then you had to walk all the way across the street and put it in the mailbox, and it would take like a week to get there. Stamps cost a dime. Child Protective Services, if they existed, didn't care if our parents beat us. As a matter of fact, the parents of all my friends had permission to beat us. Nowhere was safe. There were no MP3s or anything like that, iTunes. If you wanted to steal music, you had to hitchhike to the record store and shoplift it yourself. Or, here's a better one for you.
Okay.
You had to wait around all day to tape it off the radio.
Oh, yes.
And then would happen? The DJ would usually talk over the beginning and mess it all up. There were no CD players. We had tape decks in our car. We'd play the favorite tape and then eject it when finished. And then the tape would come undone, rendering it pretty much useless. Because, hey, that's how we rolled. Really? Well, we didn't have fancy stuff like call waiting. If you were on the phone and somebody else called, hey, they got a busy signal. There weren't any cell phones either. If you left the house, you just didn't make a call or receive one. You actually had to be out of touch with your friends for maybe like an hour. And then there's texting. Please, you kids have no idea how annoying that is. And we didn't have, but also parents are not much better at that these days. I see them on the phone all the time. That's all I'm going to take for you today. Maybe more on another program of The Good Stuff.